come to order. It's all just an indication of presence, I believe.
Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 13 members present.
Our chaplain this morning is Father Theodore Fisco of the St. Nicholas Orthodox Church.
O Lord, grant us to greet the coming day in peace. Help us in all things to rely upon thy holy will. In every hour of the day, reveal thy will to us. Bless our dealings with all who surround us. Teach us to treat all that come to us throughout the day with peace of soul and with firm conviction that thy will governs all. In all our deeds and words, guide our thoughts and feelings. In unforeseen events, let us not forget that all are sent by thee. Teach us to act firmly and wisely without embittering and embarrassing others. Give us strength to bear the fatigue of the coming day and all that it shall bring. Direct our will. Teach us to pray. Pray that thou in us. Amen.
Senator Ray?
President, I wonder if it would be proper at this time to notify the finance committee to come down and take the action.
They have been notified. They have been notified, sir.
Thank you.
Certification of journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 79th legislative day and Senate supplement number 26.
Senator Valletta? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
Message of March 28, dear Mr. President. I have today vetoed House Bill 735, making a special appropriation to the city of Sandpoint for a runway. It has been determined by the Department of Transportation that the contemplated construction will interfere with federal funding of the Sandpoint Airport construction that I am seeking in the fiscal 79 budget. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Messages of March 28. I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Bill Number 372, amended House, extending provisions of law governing the sale, repurchase, and disposition of proceeds of the sale of tax foreclosed properties to home rule municipalities, Chapter 20. Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 118, making miscellaneous appropriations to the Municipality of Anchorage,
yes,
the Department of Revenue, the Legislative Affairs Agency, the Steering Council for Alaska Lands, and the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, providing for an effective date, Chapter 21, Session Laws 1978, sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Those are the only messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
Message of March 27, the Speaker has extended powers of free conference to the conference committee considering House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 40, amended House, State and Municipal Employment, and Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 40. The House Free Conference Committee are Representative Brown, Chairman, Representative Rudd, Representative Dankworth. The Conference Committee on the Senate side were Senator Curtula, Senator Orsini, and Senator Ferguson. On March 28, a message from Senator Curtula to President Rader, the conference committee, which has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 40 and House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 40, amended House, under consideration, requests powers of free conference.
Pursuant to the request of the chairman of the conference committee is hereby given powers of free conference on Senate Bill 40 and its various points.
That is the only message from the House this morning.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Standing committee reports.
A report from Senator Hackney, Chairman, Health, Education, and Social Services. Subject: governor's appointments referred to their committee. The Senate Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered the names of those individuals appointed by the governor to various departments, boards, and commissions. A majority of the committee recommends approval of the appointments. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 426, making fiscal year 78 appropriation adjustments, senior citizen tax exemptions, and reports it back without recommendation. Signing the majority report, Senator Orsini, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Willis, and Hackney. 426 has a further referral to Judiciary. I have no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 93 by the State Affairs Committee relating to the disposal of M1 rifles by the Department of Defense.
State Affairs.
Mr. President.
Senator Perdula.
Very simple statement. I was moving to ask an announcement to the Senate to the State Affairs Committee. Probably waive this percent directly approved.
You'll need at least one due pass, sir, if you're confident.
Right off. We'll put it out tomorrow.
Next order. The referral will be the State Affairs.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 94 by the State Affairs Committee relating to the movement of the Division of Highways Laboratory from Fairbanks.
State Affairs.
Those are the only resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 570 by the Commerce Committee by request. An act repealing the restriction of grounds upon which a mobile home park operator may evict a mobile home park dweller.
Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 571 by the Labor and Management Committee. An act creating a school superintendent's regulatory commission.
Labor and Management and Health, Education, and Social Services.
Those are the only bills this morning.
Brings us to our daily calendar.
President, may we be at ease?
Senate will stand at ease.
I think they're going to take it off.
Oh, okay. You better wait until somebody calls the house. If they're going to call the house. No, I don't want you to
know. I know. It is. We're stuck.
That's why I wanted to go on through as far as I can. If there's going to be a call in the house, we can finish up our business. All right, let's go ahead and citation.
I'm going to do citations.
Thank you.
Whoever wants to go.
You want to revert to that?
No.
Oh, I don't know. Is Ziggler here? Yeah, he's at desk.
Senate will come back to order. The Secretary shows the presence of Senators Sackett, Tillian, Holman, Nealon. Next order.
Senate Bill Number 429 by the Special Committee on the Alaska Permanent Fund. An act relating to the Alaska Loan Programs Fund, the Alaska Permanent Fund, the Renewable Resources Development Fund, and other state revenues, and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Croft, Meland, and Tillian. There is an amendment number one by Senator Curtula.
Madam Secretary, I believe that Senator Holman is seeking the floor. Senator Holman.
Mr. President, this is one of the four bills that the Senate Permanent Fund has introduced. The Senate Committee on the Permanent Fund has introduced that relate to the Permanent Fund. I think that this is a complex issue and that it would be better if this body were to discuss or treat those bills simultaneously. So with that in mind, I think that I would move that Senate Bill 429 with the amendments be returned to rules until the other bills catch up.
Is there any objection to the returning of Senate Bill 429 with amendments to Rules Committee? Any no objections, so ordered.
Senate Bill Number 453 by Senators Sackett, Hackney, Krutula, Ray, and Rohde. An act relating to student loans. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Willis, and Sumner. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Croft, Meehlin, Killian, Orsini, and Buttrovich. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Would the Secretary note the presence of Senators Orsini and Croft?
Senate Bill Number 453, an act relating to student loans.
Question.
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Meehlin?
Mr. President, the cost of education, I guess like everything else, has gone up. This particular piece of legislation merely brings the minimum up the maximum, rather, from $2,500 to $3,000. According to a bit of correspondence here from Mr. Romberg, Executive Director of the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education, said that right now that all the loans are up to $2,500. There's none below that. In the last year, from September until 76, rather, till 77 in September, the undergraduate cost rose 5% And this places the average tuition in at over $1,500, and of course the cost of board and room at well over that. So all the loans right now that they're making are at the maximum. $3,000 will be little enough, but they will settle for that. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate Bill 453 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so Senate Bill 453 has passed the Senate.
House Bill Number 780 by Representative Parr. An act making a special appropriation to the National Council on Alcoholism, Alaska Region, and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute and due pass. Signed Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senators Bradley, Willis, and Sumner. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 780, Finance, with a new title and due pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Croft, Meehlin, Tillian, and Orsini.
Senator Croft?
I move the adoption of the Senate Finance Committee substitute. The original $50,000, which was contained in the bill, is contained in the committee substitute. In addition, the $5,000 for the City of Petersburg alcoholism program is contained in the Senate Finance Committee substitute, as was provided in the Senate Health Committee substitute. We added Section 3, which appropriates a sum of $58,500 to provide sprinkler systems in the alcoholism treatment facility. For some strange reason, that was not included in the original appropriation for that facility. It is necessary to have it there. I'd ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the committee substitute.
Is there any objection? Senator Ray?
I don't have any objections, but I just wondered through the chair, the Gasno, or the City Borough Juneau proposal to match money grants.
Senator Croft, do you take the floor, or Senator Sackett?
It just slipped through the cracks.
Senator Sackett?
The Finance Committee did not consider that. It was brought to my attention, and I told one of the members at the time that what I would prefer to do, the proposal is for about a third of $1 million to be matched also by a third of $1 million to go. I'd like to take that as part of the capital budget at the end of the session, and I intend to do that.
The motion has been made for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 780. Is there any further discussion or debate? Unanimous consent has been asked. Senate Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 780, Finance, an Act Making Special Appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services for lump sum grants to alcoholism programs in the state and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 780, Finance, an Act Making Special Appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services for lump sum grants to alcoholism programs in the state and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 780, Finance, pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary, take the roll.
I'm afraid the machine has malfunctioned again. I think we can try it again.
We will avoid the last roll call. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 780 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the roll.
Sorry.
The second roll call will also be voided. The secretary will take the oral roll call. Huber.
Mm-hmm. Senator Huber?
Aye.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Meland?
Yes.
Senator Orsini?
Yes.
Senator Poland?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Sumner?
Yes.
Senator Tillian?
Yes.
Senator Willis?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Butkovich? Absent. Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Croft?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Hackney?
Yes.
Senator Homan?
Yes.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The roll call will stand as announced. And so, Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 780 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. And so, Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 780 with an effective date has passed the Senate. We'll come to order. Next order of business.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 311 amended, an act authorizing the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to issue club permits, is in third reading on reconsideration.
Senator Croft.
I move that the
Without objection, we'll so revert.
Mr. President, with at Senator Ziegler's request, I'd like to introduce some of his constituents. I had the pleasure of meeting one of them, having a very interesting discussion with a historian of metal cattle, Mr. Ira Booth, who's in the gallery, and Mr. Jack Booth is there, and Karen Thompson and Wilson.
Senator Tilliam.
Oh, we're on the same chapter, Mr. President. In the gallery today is the chairman of our borough, Mr. Don Gilman, pardon me, the mayor.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, looking around, I see a good friend of mine, John Carlson, the mayor of the borough.
Any further introduction of guests? We will revert to the daily order of business. The secretary has just read committee substitute for Senate Bill 311 in second reading.
Third reading on reconsideration.
It's on reconsideration. Any discussion or debate? Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, I would not want to beat this horse to death. I commented on it before, opposed to it. I've done some thinking about it since then, and there are a number of organizations on the line that could apply for a club permit under this bill. And bear in mind, Mr. President, that according to the amendment that we can put on the bill, that would be available to dry communities. And the elk, Mr. President, would be eligible for a permit under this. League of Women Voters, Rotary Clubs, Kiwanis Clubs, Border Clubs, Nava Clubs, Eagles, Business and Perpetual Women, Lions Clubs, Veterans of Foreign Wars, American Legion, Moose, and I suspect, Mr. President, there's a whole string more that could possibly apply under this. I think it's a totally unwarranted intrusion into the local affairs of a community that may have opted to adopt by older people in it.
Any further discussion or debate? Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I think that Senator Hackney just refuses to accept or doesn't realize that the local option is still there. The local municipalities have to approve by resolution the application of the club for this special consideration. And that the privileges that are granted under this are to have every 2 weeks, at the most, a gathering where the beverage of beer might be sold. It's no more than that.
So any further discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill number 311 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote.
I'm sorry, I guess we'll have to.
That vote will be voided. The question is, and we have a oral vote roll call. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill number 311 pass the Senate?
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Meland?
Yes.
Senator Orsini?
Yes.
Senator Poland?
No.
Senator Ray?
No.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Sumner?
Yes.
Senator Tillian?
Yes.
Senator Willis?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Butkovich, absent. Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Croft?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Hackney?
No.
Senator Holman?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Huber?
No.
Does any senator wish to, have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Did the secretary announce the roll?
15 yeas, 4 nays, 1 absent.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 311 has passed the Senate. Next order.
House Joint Resolution number 66 by the Judiciary Committee requesting the Administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to assist in the development of Alaska bottom fish fisheries. The Resources Committee considered this resolution and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Poland, Chairman, concurring, Senators Buttigieg, Sumner, Mielen, Huber, Croft, and Tillian. There are no amendments.
Senator Pallette.
It won't clear.
Just move to get a vote for the rest
sorry.
Of the day.
Sorry.
Apparently the board should not be cleared.
I think we finally did.
I think it's okay. Yeah.
Senator Pallette. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
House Joint Resolution Number 66, requesting the Administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to assist in the development of Alaska bottom fish fisheries.
Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall House Joint Resolution Number 66 pass the Senate with the Secretary call the roll?
Senator Mielen?
Yes.
Senator Orsini?
Yes.
Senator Poland?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Sumner? Senator Tillian?
Yes.
Senator Willis?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Buttigieg? Absent. Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Croft?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Hackney?
Yes.
Senator Holman?
Yes.
Senator Huber?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Did the secretary announce the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so House Joint Resolution Number 66 has passed the Senate.
Legislative citation, congratulating Christy Lou Nussbaum by the Senate rules.
Senator Coletta. There is objection. Senator Huber?
I would move and ask unanimous consent for all members of the Senate to show up as
co-sponsors. Is there any objection to all members of the Senate being shown as co-sponsors? Hearing none, is so ordered. Back to the main motion. There is a motion that the citation be approved. The question is, shall a citation congratulating Christy Lou Nussbaum be approved? Would so many as favor approval of the citation say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The citation is approved.
Legislative citation honoring Alice Harrigan of Sitka, requested by Senator Mielen.
Set them stand at ease. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
President, I need to ask citation honoring Alice Harrigan to be approved.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Mr. President,
Senator Mielen.
In every community, every once in a while, a person comes along that spends a good part of their life making their community and their state a better place to live. I think Alice Harrigan is such a person as that.
Any further discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall the legislative citation honoring Alice Harrigan of Sitka be approved? Would so many as favor approval of the citation say aye?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The citation is approved. Unfinished business. Senator Rossini.
Mr. President, yesterday we had on the calendar House Bill 652. There was a call of the House which could not be satisfied because Senator Buttigieg is sick. Senator Buttigieg is still sick and unexcused. What exactly is the status of House Bill 652? Is it perpetually before us until such time as a call can be satisfied? Is it gone back to a committee? I'd just like to know where exactly it is.
I believe that there are probably several different ways of handling it. I discussed it with the Rules Chairman, and it seems to be appropriate to merely keep it before us as unfinished business. It can be brought up at any time out of order, or it would be brought up normally under unfinished business. the matter remains before us under unfinished business.
Mr. President.
Senator Petula.
There's no action, however, remains before us in a continuing fashion, correct?
Well, that's my understanding.
You don't have to bring it up day by day.
It's my understanding that that it remains before us. The rule committee may wish to meet on this and discuss it further. Senator Ziegler, do you feel it's necessary to make a have a meeting on it, or how to put your view of the rules?
I don't think so, Mr. President. The call was placed on two bills, and then we adjourned out from under the call. The bills were really in limbo. They could be returned to rules if anybody would make that motion, or they could just stay where they are under unfinished business, as the chair indicated. It could be called up by anybody at any time.
I assume we have an unfinished business been automatically, well, not necessarily. Senator Tillian?
I think it would be better if we make a motion, and I move that they be held on the clerk's desk until the call is satisfied, so you have some motion to vote. You can have them held on the clerk's desk, or they can go back. When they haven't been voted on in a day, they can be back in rules. The rules can take them back, the rules specified from the calendar.
Senator will stand in stand at ease. Senator will come to order. The general practice in the past has been that when there was a call of the House, and then the House adjourned, that the calendar, those matters that were subject to the call and the calendar, which was held inactive because of the call, automatically appeared on the next day's calendar. We did not do that in this instance. We treated it under unfinished business, and it was not printed up, so to speak. In the future, though, when there is a call to the House, and the only action that can be taken is to satisfy the call or to adjourn, the matters on that calendar, which are delayed by the call, will automatically be on the next day's calendar. And it will come before us unless the call is again renewed. The adjournment destroys the call to the House, and of course, the same matter is repeatedly subject to a call to the House. Under the circumstances, then the matter which was on which we had a call to the House yesterday is that was Senate Committee's
we have two of them.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 652 is amended, is before us in second reading, and the Secretary will read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 652 amended, effective date amended, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for disbursement to the Steering Council for Alaska Lands and providing for an effective date with an amendment which has been read and moved.
There is an amendment before us. Senator Sackett? This Senator, is your call only to this one item?
Yeah.
The Senate is called. Consistent with the practice, it's only on the one item. We'll continue with the daily orders. Any further unfinished business?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 773, Finance, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Fish and Game, Division of Commercial Fisheries, and providing for an effective date. Is read the second time.
Let's see. Madam Secretary, do you have a copy of
There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta? Is there any objection, Senator Ferguson?
I'll call it.
You call the House only to this one item, sir? The House is called as to House Bill number 773. It's called only as to that one item. Is there any further unfinished business? Senator,
I move that Senate Bill 479, of which I am the only sponsor, be withdrawn. It is in the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee at this time. As originally introduced, that bill and House Bill 780 were identical with a $50,000 appropriation to the National Council on Alcoholism Alaska Region, Inc. Since we passed House Bill 780 today, there's no need to keep Senate Bill 479 or
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Any further unfinished business? Special orders? Cindy Ray?
Yeah, it's really the floor that we've got any financial.
The other floor, sir, no objection.
Well, Mr. President, it seems like we spent a large amount of time trying to work out these two bills to get the money to set these back to Washington, to get our land. Our land situation. I agree with that. Make something with CQ land, but I also believe that there are other problems. Probably this is vital to the last right at this particular time, had to be CQ land. One of the things that I think if we're getting something we can't, in one particular instance, we can't be of course intrigued, and that is the condition of the oil flood on the West Coast. I think my memory serves me correctly, we're producing around 715,000 barrels a day. Now we've upped that to around 1.2 million now on the pipeline. Originally, when we had the 707,000 barrels a day, we were having trouble even then because of the supposed flood on the West Coast. And now, the increased production from California, the upscale reserve production area, really going to be in a crunch. And I think it's coming upon this body, or perhaps upon yourself, sir, in the House, to maybe appoint people who are knowledgeable back to Washington and try to meet with the National Energy people, the advisors, so that we can relieve this problem that we're going to face. Otherwise, I am afraid, without particular knowledge, perhaps without persuading debate, the President is going to perhaps order a cutback in the crude oil production. We're going to shut in the wells in California already. Now we're going to have to convince him in some manner that it is proper for us maybe to trade that oil off if we can. Or some other consuming nation. Now, I think that possibly we should send some people back there to meet with the energy people so that we will not be forced into a shutdown or a cutback in the fuel production, because we're vitally necessitating our whole operation of this state on the crude oil bank production as it is now, sir. And you know that we borrowed money, we owe money, coming up short all the time. So that's a suggestion, Mr. President. And of course, you're much more learned, perhaps, in oil matters than I am. But this is from a layman's position and an interested person and a senator from the state.
Senator Dillion?
Mr. President, on the same subject, Senator Ray is absolutely right. It's costing us way more to ship it around through the canal than we'd be taking directly across. It harks back, though, to the days that some members of this body said that there's a glut on the West Coast. If you use your head, you will pipe the oil directly to the Midwest. The West only uses 11%. At that time, that was almost considered treason. And they said the only reason to build the Alaska pipeline to the coast was to ship oil to Japan. This was denied at the time. But it's now apparent that that first statement was correct, that the only purpose, the only practical application of the Alaska pipeline was to supply oil to Japan so that Saudi Arabian oil could be taken into the East Coast, counted as the same barrel. This does beat the United States Merchant Marine out of the transportation, but there really is no other way to dispose of this much oil on the Pacific coast. And it's just interesting, years after that other argument, if it was even raised, it was considered treason. And well, now we're here, and those people that raised it are right. And I was on that side of in the position now of having to agree to Senator Ray at this point to plead with the federal government to allow us to ship it to Japan, because not only is it the only practical way to dispose of the oil while still moving other oil into the Atlantic coast, but it also would make the Alaskan oil a great deal more valuable because it costs far less to ship it to Japan than it does even to ship it to Long Beach, California.
Mr. President.
Senator Tulin.
Same subject. For those that didn't attend Senator Gravel's briefing yesterday, he noted that the contractual arrangements by Standard of Ohio now to go through the Panama Canal last for the next 3 years. So there's really no opportunity in the immediate future to do exactly that which we should have done to begin with. It was hysteria of the time. It's unfortunate. It makes bad economic policy, and it's going to haunt us for a number of years without anything we can do because the contractual relationship to those substantial tanker corporations that's already been made, can't do anything about it.
Any further special orders?
Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
Special privilege of the floor to comment on Senate Bill 429.
No objection at the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I've received a considerable amount of mail in the last few days and a few telephone calls pertaining to the Veterans Affairs Division. And this particular bill is consolidating all the loan programs. And obviously a lot of the veterans associations, organizations haven't been informed of this until just recently when it came to the forefront. And they're not very happy about it because they say this division provides more than just loans. It also provides other services, information, et cetera. And every state in the union has a veterans division, affairs division, and even some of the larger states have a department. And as a result, they think that this will hinder these services to veterans. And if the pooling of these loans will reduce the interest rate, they say, well, go ahead and reduce the interest rate, but don't take our division away from us. And unless we want many of the veterans of this state and their organizations on our backs, I think we better take heed to these warnings. And I already have two resolutions, which I'll put copies in the various senators' boxes as well as in the House. And there'll probably be more resolutions from the various organizations forthcoming. You know, this was started in 1946 as a result of a statewide cigarette tax. And they wanted to continue. They considered it their own program. They don't want it interfered with by pooling it with a lot of others. Of course, I know this is an efficiency measure. As Commissioner Motley of the Commerce Department did early, consolidated many of those and two departments together. And this even goes a little further. But I think at least we should consider this. And after about six telegrams from Veterans Associations just in the Anchorage area, I called four of them. And none of those were consulted for comments. I also called the Veterans Affairs Division, and they told me that it was discussed briefly with them, but no written comments, and they weren't in favor. So in view of all of that, and without further discussion and taking up a lot of time, I'll just put some of these resolutions in the various senators' boxes and let them read it for themselves.
Further special orders, Senator Tulin.
On the same subject, just because we've gone into history and other subjects, it was the late, great U.S. Senator, former Governor Ernest Greening that pushed through that particular program in 1946, and it was based upon a small sales tax that everybody at that time contributed to build the original pot. It has a basic history, and I, too, have some fair interpretation of separating it or putting it into some other program.
Further special orders, Senator Holman.
Mr. President, on the same subject, I request permission.
No objection, sir.
I don't know how many people contacted Senator Bradley. I think he said sixth. He mentioned six organizations responded. The Senate Permanent Fund Committee, I think, contacted over 4,000 veterans directly, and I'm not sure that the concern that's expressed from those six organizations, their leaders, is reflective of the entire membership. I think that a political candidate might be cognizant of that and maybe look a little deeper into the reporting. I would like to point out that we did contact that many veterans. We did get responses, not from that many, but a good portion of them. And the effect of what we're proposing is an example of a 30-year loan on a $50,000 home, a reduction of almost $17,000 in interest and principal payments, interest payments. So we have reduced, we have done the veterans under our proposal, I think, a great service. That takes a monthly payment down from $270 to $270 from $314. So we're impacting the veterans. We're doing a beneficial thing to the veterans. And I think that they're being excited by the State Division of Veterans Affairs. Now, that's a bureaucracy. One of the effects of the Senate Permanent Fund legislation is to reduce bureaucracy, and I don't expect the bureaucrats to like it.
Any further? Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, just a comment further on the same subject. I received six messages, but several phone calls, and I'm sure that's just the beginning. So I don't think that's much of an indication. Maybe they did contact many thousands of veterans. Well, individual veterans, which they allot in this state, may not have had the time or took the time to correspond, but I know they're excited in there, and they're getting more excited, and I don't care how many were contacted. It seems that a lot of them weren't contacted, and we better listen to them.
Announcements? I want to make one announcement. That is, Senator Gravel has stayed over today because he wanted to present to Senate and House members, particularly the Joint Finance Committee, some proposals that he has relating to pipeline financing. And he wanted to start that at 10:30. I assume it's probably in process now, and it will be certainly at the time we adjourn. I understand that the meeting by Senator Gravel is at the House Conference Room, the old Senate Chambers, for one of them. Further announcements, Senator Poland.
Mr. President, the Senate Resources Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30 to consider committee substitute for House Bill 133, an act relating to selection and transfer of state land to municipalities.
Any further announcements? Senator Sackett.
Finance will be meeting Monday morning at 8 a.m. to start the University of Alaska review.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletta.
President, a reminder of Democratic functions today that Senator Schuller, the Speaker, Mr. President, and Senator Jones,
is any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.